This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll begin with the latest on the arrest of a suspect in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO in Manhattan last week. The AP's Ben Thomas has this.
Manhattan prosecutors have filed murder charges against Luigi Mangione in last week's killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old remains jailed in Pennsylvania, where he's charged with possession of an unlicensed firearm, forgery, and providing false ID to police after his arrest at a McDonald's in Altoona. Court documents indicate he was sitting looking at a laptop in the rear of the restaurant wearing a blue medical mask. Police say a customer noticed him and an employee called 911. Altoona police responded, and Officer Tyler Fry says when he and his partner asked the suspect to lower his mask,
he didn't even think twice about it. We knew that was our guy.
The criminal complaint notes they asked if he'd been to New York recently, at which point Mangione became quiet and started to shake. I'm Ben Thomas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took the stand this morning in his corruption trial. He denies wrongdoing and calls the charges a witch hunt and an ocean of absurdness. Back here at home, drones have been seen near sensitive sites. The AP's Norman Hall has the latest on this.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says dozens of drones have been spotted across the state in recent weeks, including near sensitive sites such as a military research facility. Murphy says there doesn't appear to be a public safety concern. The FBI has been investigating reports about several mysterious nighttime drone flights that started occurring last month across central New Jersey and has asked the public for help. It's unclear who is piloting the drones and why. I'm Norman Hall.
Pepperdine University's canceled classes for the day as firefighters battled a brush fire in Malibu, California, near the university. They can see flames from the campus. This is AP News. Now to a ban on book bans.
New Jersey is the latest state to ban book bans. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, signed a bill saying public and school libraries are barred from excluding books because of the origin, background, or views of the material or its authors. Censoring books will also be prohibited solely because someone finds them offensive. The bill does allow restrictions in the case of developmentally inappropriate material for certain age groups. Murphy says this is the antithesis of all book banning states out there. Lawmakers in more than 15 states have introduced bills to impose harsh penalties on libraries or librarians this year over books some consider to be inappropriate. I'm Ed Donahue.
The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments will be auctioned this month in New York. It's about 1,500 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.